welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
I just wanted to open it up different. I'm in Helsinki, I think. Yes, I get there. Well, today's Friday. Yes, I'm already here. I got in late last night. Thursday, late last night. So, I might be here already. What are you doing? Do we have any listeners in Helsinki? I'm opening up for Jim Gaffigan in Helsinki tonight, Friday night. I got in Thursday night. And then we go off to Oslo. Somebody tweeted at me, why are you leaving Black Horse Motors? I thought we said, but we might not have. They are selling the building. So I could have stayed in there for another 5-6 months. But once I knew that that might happen, then I was like, well, let me just move it over to the barn. And it looks... Everything was great about Black Horse Motors, but everything's going to be so much fun over at the putting the studio in the barn behind my house. A barn. Somebody said the other day, well, barn, it might have been a stable, but it's this freestanding building, a barn. People are like, a barn? Who's got a barn in L.A.? It's a little teeny barn. I think it was probably turned into a garage. And they left the other two garages, and then two of them. I know it's a barn because there's a horse in there. That's not important, but it looks amazing. Wait till you see pictures. Wait till you see pictures. All right, so today is part two of Jeremiah Watkins. So I hope that you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. And I think that's it. I think that is it. Oh, there is one more thing. I gotta admit, I'm wildly curious if Michael Calhoun heard the last week's episode. You did? Well, that's all for now, everybody. I'm in Helsinki right now. I'm going to go walk around. And I didn't really get there yet because, you know, I make this pre-recorded thing before I left. But I know when you hear it, I will be there. So, hope you're doing... I'm doing all right. How you doing? All right. You know, if I have nothing to say, I don't got to ramble. It's a great show. There's no use me sitting up here talking for no reason. Everything's going to be fine. Take a deep breath. Shut the fuck up. Stop buying that shit. You don't need it. Stop it. Buying shit you don't need. The more shit you got, the more weighed down you are. The more weighed down you are, the less things you can do. Less shit, more mobility. More mobility, more fability. More mobility, get the ability, schmiggity fadiggity fadaki. Alrighty. And so what? You've got an F on your test. It's going to be fine. Find your passion and everything's going to be fine. That sounds ridiculous. Everybody, oh, find your passion. That's fucking true. So what? I don't care if you're in high school and you got straight D's. You know what? I got straight D's. I'm doing okay. I wish I got straight D's. All right. Enjoy the show. You're just the best. You are. Do I need to keep saying it every week? Goddamn right I do. All right. Goodbye. Smile. Smile. I swear to fucking God, I'll come through the phone. I'll stick my finger right in your ear. And then some other things. Smile. I ain't shitting around anymore. I'm getting tough this year. Why am I yelling into your ears? Does that hurt? I'm not redoing this opening. I'll be soft for the rest of the thing. Okay. All right, bye. Great. Great, great, great.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What is time?
Part two with Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
There's a garden. What a garden.
It's part two, everybody.
It's all happening so fast.
And there's never any room there for
Jeremiah Watkins
there. Oh, there's views, and there's dance, and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get confused. Every time they hear that polka, everybody feels
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Just became part of a two-parter. Shut up.
Get out of here.
A two-parter?
I haven't seen a two-parter these past 47 years.
I didn't see no two-parter. So this, since my friend Jakey Adams over here seen a two-parter.
I reckon it's hard to remember it was such a sight.
We've never seen a two-parter for a long time. Two-parter was a term of the singing, but...
Two-parters are extinct where I come from. I haven't seen a two-parter since the day I was born. I came out of the womb, and then my little brother came out. That was the only two-parter I've ever seen. Thought it was over with me, didn't I? I looked back and saw my twin brother coming back out.
You didn't see him in there?
No, I didn't. I was blindfolded.
Let's do the phone bit. The phone bit. Excuse me, I have malaria.
That was the first time I've ever said I was blindfolded in uterus. But anyway, let's continue. I didn't mean it. It just slipped out. Things happen, guys.
Wait, what does that mean? I don't get it.
You know, when you're in a womb, your mother's womb, and there's just a lot of uterus fluid around. Sometimes you can't see. You're like, I'm a baby. It's so dark in here. What's going on? Do I have a brother?
Thanks. Look what you did. I lost my license.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even joking around. I'm glad I have a safe word, but we have to play this. Chris Hardwick. He says it's all people want to hear. They don't want to hear you and your dumb friends talk. And you know what? He might be right, and I'm embarrassed.
There's a garden. What a garden. Only happy faces bloom there.
Come on, I think people are in a good mood. If Jeremiah would play his sax into the mic, I think it would entertain people. Okay. Oh, you look like you're having difficulty like the last time. Okay, no, no, stop playing now. I think now's a good time to stop. Because you're...
Yeah, just finish the last line.
No, he's shaking. He's shaking. Someone help him. Get the... Okay, no, no, no. This is not fun to watch. Turn the reverb off. I don't want him to make a joke about this. Okay, stop playing. Stop playing. Grab the... Robbie, get the fucking... Okay, you can't have a strong arm. Stop it. No, you're going to hurt yourself.
Someone just take the saxophone.
This is not enjoying. Take the saxophone.
I have to finish.
No, don't try to finish. No. Oh, my God. You're bleeding out of your eyes. You're bleeding out of your eyes.
No.
Looks like he's recouped a little. Oh, no, no, stop.
Immediately after you said he was recouped.
I know. Okay, he's obvious. Jeremiah, you're upsetting.
No, 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 no. I have to finish the session.
No, it's not. We're not enjoying it. We're not enjoying. Okay, now you're just having a nervous breakdown. Okay, someone, you can't. Are you? I can't stop the show. You can't grab that out of his hands. Go pull it out of his hands. All right, that part really... Oh, no, 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 no.
It will be my dying last breath to play this saxophone.
No,
oh, no, I have to.
No,
I have to get going.
Please, don't do it. Oh, no, you're killing yourself.
I have to. Oh, no.
What are you doing? You have such a good life to live, Jeremiah. And you're just throwing it away.
Hold on.
I
got
it.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I love. This guy that Robbie Kirkhoff is doing really cares about you so much. He's really invested in his whole life. Why throw your whole life away? He really wants to see you stop. And your dying wish is that you're going to finish playing.
I have to play until it's my last breath.
Must finish. Must no, we're not finish. Enjoying it. Let me ask you a question.
Oh.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Traffic and weather on the Todd Glass Show.
85 in the valley, 96 in the high desert. W14 in the tropic chapter coming on the tip tie on the 5 below. Anybody up on the downtown could be coming up and come get a little take it on the top, a little table, and take it on top.
Get traffic and weather on the 3s, 4s, 7s, 8s, and 9s.
Thank you, Mary. that's the way I hear these talk shows do it. Thank you, Mary, in the newsroom with Mary Schechter.
Funny thing in Detroit this weekend, most people go out raising their kites in the air, but these people...
They always have stories, they have to go out and... Anybody? Hey, your mother's a whore. That's not nice, by the way, that's not good comedy. What I'd like you to do, will you be an improv person that will not take one of our cues, but then you sort of get mad at us? Like, we're like, you just say, yell out anything, and then we yell it out to you, but you won't take it. You're like, no, not that. You always have a fucking reason, and the audience is starting to, they're nice at first, but.
Do you know what that made me think of?
Would you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember that bit that, do you remember Jordan Chazowski?
Oh, did we do a bit like that?
No, well, it's just no, not the same. But like, he played the street performer who kept like moving people back in the crowd and kept moving them bigger, like that further back, so there was like more space. And then he just never ended up performing at all.
You just overly just okay, move back. Okay, I need you over here. By the way, that's a great bit we talked
that's
about
hilarious.
To shoot. And if you did it right and you got enough and you had the right music. You could do the whole thing with
dude,
you,
this is yes. Really dangerous. Like I got a lot.
Yeah, come on, and then you just you know they have boom. That's right, move. That's a funny bit. That's a very funny bit. Now Jordan Jarowski is in Florida, working on the pipeline.
Actually moved back to Canada.
You moved back to Canada to work on the pipeline.
Okay.
Okay, so listen. So what are we doing? Thanks.
I just had the strangest dream.
Who is this?
I just woke up from a slumber.
Who are you?
Well, it's Daryl.
Daryl who?
Daryl Higgins.
Daryl Higgins from where?
From Minnetonka County.
I never heard of that. How do I know you?
I'm a big fan.
Of what?
Your Instagram.
What Instagram?
The Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
At the Todd Glass Show.
At the Todd Glass Show.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Okay, here's to George Carlin. I am totally lost.
Me too. I was going to ride it out and see if we could get something out of this, but sometimes you just got to abandon ship.
The reason why I started that bit was because here, do the Aristotle, do the.
I just had the strangest dream.
The phone bit.
Oh, let's get to the phone bit. Yeah, let's get to the phone bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this guy procrastinates. Oh. It's like always the meat and the ham, but never the eggs with this guy.
Hey, so I was thinking about starting. I was thinking about starting comedy.
That's not being mean.
I was thinking about starting comedy, Todd, and I wondered if you had any advice for me. Like, dude.
It's part two.
Like, you just start going to open.
I got
to
introduce you.
Jeremiah Watkins.
Part two with Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. Wow, that was fun. That was so much fun. So the phone bit. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, I'm never joking. Hey.
What's going on?
I didn't know you could hit that register.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
That's a good thing to do after a joke. I could be like, just do my jokes, you know, that I was going to do anyway. Do them like that.
What's going on?
Is that bad, that comedy that I'm doing?
What?
Seems like that's either, that could be really bad. No, that voice is fine, right?
Who's to judge?
No, seriously.
You're not assigning it to anybody. It seemed like it's just a voice.
I got nervous that it was like, you know, a wrong voice. Let's do our show, The Phone.
The Phone.
Wow. People have waited. People have waited.
Get ready to be let down, everybody.
Can I? Yes.
Because we have built this thing up.
Well, because now, and I'm two potatoes out, I'm being honest, Michael Calhoun is on the phone. And here's the word.
Calhoun?
He's telling us, I don't even know if we should take the call. Because from what I understand, he's irate, and he's saying this phone bit better live up to.
This isn't going to be good.
Why is
he's so mad. He's so mad last time.
Do you want to talk to him?
I mean, I guess. He just yells at me every time.
Are we going to be nervous to do the phone bit if he goes, this bed better knock it out of the home, this shit. I have a reputation now that I'm part of the Todd Glass Band. This is from what he's saying on the phone.
I mean, I guess let's should we take it?
I think we should just take it and then.
Michael! Maybe he's not as angry. He doesn't sound as angry. Michael?
Glad you could finally take the time to answer my phone call. Well,
now he's got his own sound guy?
Yeah, what do you have, your own sound guy over there? Because that's not coming from us.
I'm starting a reverse Todd Glass show.
You're doing, hold on, you're doing a show over there?
Yeah.
Like, what type of stuff do you do?
It's in a stable.
In a stable?
Like, yes. Well, I do. Horses? Well, I do.
Wait a second. That's a weather. That's
from Todd Glass show.
That's from my show. You're playing my show.
96 in the high desert. W14.
That's my show. You can't play that on your show. Michael.
Todd.
Why did you call?
Because I need this next bit.
No, already you're putting pressure on us. We're not
going to be the best.
We don't work
ever
that way.
Been on
we
the
don't.
Todd Glass show.
But if it's not, what happens? You just go to the next one. It's
we go to the next
deal.
One, exactly.
Or, you know.
Now you're making us nervous.
No.
Michael, you're scaring me. I'm going to be honest, Michael. I said some kind words about you. I really did. Now you're scaring me. You are literally scaring me.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Okay, that
well,
was.
We'll see you later.
That was played by accident.
Oh. Well, good. I'm glad you're scared. You should be shaking in your boots because you know what? You've been dragging my name, the Michael family name, through the mud for
the
last episode. And
what do you mean dragging your family through the mud? I was nice to you. I let you come on and play. What did I drag your? Is
your
dad?
You were nice to me, then you threw me to the wolves.
When? You sat on the stage. You played in the band.
I tried to join another jam band. They weren't as inviting.
Well,
that seems
no,
like a compliment
yeah,
almost.
You can't just go to places now, be in their band.
No, that's how I thought it worked. I hopped on stage with AC/DC. I was escorted off of the stage, Don. I was embarrassed in front of my entire family. What am I supposed to do? I joined Celine Dion for a solo concert act. She said, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Michael Calhoun. You should have heard of me from the Todd Glass Show, episode 1, part 1 of Jeremiah Watkins."
Michael, Michael, take a deep breath. You can't walk on any concert. I just let you join. Okay, first of all, are you okay? You seem to be out of breath. Okay, just okay. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, don't yell. That's only gonna make you know. Just.
I mean, you should use your inside voice.
Don't you bring him into this?
Sorry.
Back to you, Todd.
We'll do the phone bit, and we'll make it. We'll just have fun.
Fun is for quitters.
Oh, now you're mad again? You seem
fun?
Yeah, we'll have fun.
Fun is what losers say.
No, fun is what you do when you just attempt to have a good time. We don't judge every bit. You're doing the opposite of
what... Fun is what I used to have before I was publicly shamed at all the concerts that I started going to when it used to be you and I in the Todd Glass Band at your shows in Philly
Michael,
and the
you
Helium
just were a
and the...
You were just got a little you misunderstood a few things, but you can do, you know, you can have play drums and join a band if you want.
Really?
Yes. But, you know, just you can't go to a concert and just run up on the stage.
Well, sounds like a lot of initiative it's going to take to start a band. I don't know if I really want to just, you know.
Michael, I'm trying to be.
That sounds like
Michael,
a big effort,
Michael.
Actually. I mean, I'm going to have to learn, like, I got pretty
Michael.
Good at the egg shaker thing,
Michael.
But
I'm
starting a drum, you got to have rhythm, and I just wasn't born with it.
All right, well, then, I don't know what to
say. I faked it. I wasn't Mike. The egg shaker wasn't Mike in your shows, Todd. I'm worried.
Michael, you're scaring me.
I don't know if
I don't even know if I should be talking to you right now.
No, please. I need this.
Well, you from one minute you're nice, then you're yelling at me. I don't know how to react, but you're scaring
me. Well, I don't know how to react either.
Okay, I let you play on my band 2 times. Now, because...
It went to my head, Todd. I thought I was a professional leg shaker after I left your shows.
Michael, is your dad there?
This is Michael's dad.
I guess what? I feel, for the first time ever in the history of this show, deserving to say, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Shut the fuck up. That was so exciting. This is the song that we play when we come back. something happened in the show. Now we go somewhere else. Cause it's the song that we play when we're going somewhere else. So anyway, we are at that point. And I want to do the phone bit.
Oh, yeah.
I made myself a promise that I wasn't going to, that every other time, to George Carlin, when we took a break, I went, I can't believe, like, my intentions are never not to do it. So you're going to, I'm making it so official. Well, I'll tell you the truth, with the call from Michael Calhoun, that did get us a little nervous.
Yeah.
But we decided that we're going to do it anyway. We had a very nice talk with him off the air. He was actually very calm, and you two had a really good conversation.
It was good.
Which we decided not to play on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was very heartwarming. We did record it. Maybe we could play it later in the show.
Yeah.
He was crying. I don't understand, but you said you had a good talk with him.
It was good. You know, there's a lot of closure, you know.
Yeah. So let's do your phone bit first. I'm very excited. Although it's so hard to get into this bit because I do want to keep doing the other bit.
Sure.
Okay, so let's hear.
Oh, yeah, so that Pats game was crazy the other day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was nuts. I mean, they
Oh, my kid's calling me.
Oh, man, okay. It.
All right. Yeah, hello? Really? I'm sorry, I gotta take this real quick.
Wait, what are you...
What did you do? Oh, no. Where are you?
So this is a guy trying to get away from his friends. Oh. Oh my God! You do that again? Can you do that again? Can I give you a little? Can I give you a little setup?
Yeah.
Say go. Act like you know. It's what I just said, but I'll just soak it in if you do all of it because it'll make it that much better. I might hear this thing three times. That was the fact that you were downstairs doing that, and I think I know Jake. I heard a little bit of Jake's from the distance, so I'm very excited. But that you say you want to get away. You really don't want to be with us. We took like a lot of old buddies, and we rented a cabin. We haven't seen each other in 20 years. You're not enjoying us.
Yeah.
So you use this, oh, God, I got to go home. My kid, he needs me type of a thing.
Okay.
I like to overly set it up, but sometimes I'm sorry, and then other times I'm not. So here we go. Maybe we should fake like we're hanging out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're hanging out. Oh, so much fun. Remember that summer, and then you jumped through
Hey,
you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. Yeah.
Hey, do you mind passing one of those good time bottles?
It looks like
you know what I mean?
Guys, I'm sorry. I got to take this. My son's calling me. I got to see. It might be a family emergency.
Oh,
Let me just. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, it's bad. It's my son.
Didn't even say anything.
What?
He's so boring.
You did what?
You shut up.
I gotta
go home.
I'll be home in a. Okay.
No, dude, if you got to go, you got to go.
I think, guys, I
heard
think
something was going on.
Yeah, there's something. I think that, guys, if we can keep this between you and I, there's some real family drama going on.
Yeah, I heard it. Well, to be honest, we overheard the phone.
I'm going to leave. Just please don't talk about this anymore. I really don't want this getting out. Like,
no, I
don't. You know, I'm having some marital issues at home, and our son just.
No, I appreciate it. No,
I'm just going to take this duffel bag and leave. All right. Okay. Guys, thanks for the great weekend. Yeah.
Jake? It's so I feel horrible the way I'm leading from one of you to the next of you because it's a Jake. It's so official, but I'm excited to see everybody's and they're everything I wanted them to be.
thanks for coming over to watch the game, guys.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Oh yeah, man.
Hey, do you need us any direction? Do you need any direction from us? Do you want us to do anything to set you up for this?
No, we're just hanging out.
Okay.
And you guys, just got here.
Jake, can I have a? Little,
hey, I'm gonna.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean whoa in real life. Can I get a line?
Oh,
I know. I'm
sure.
Sorry.
I mean, it's your podcast, so if you want, but I can give you one, yeah, for sure.
Like, should I make like a speech or something?
Maybe you're making dip in the corner. Like, you brought dip. And,
okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay. Cool.
You got it?
Okay, cool.
You got it?
Go ahead.
You got it?
Yes.
All right, cool. Great.
Hey, guys, I made some dip if anybody wants any.
Yeah, you brought dip.
Yeah. Oh, it's so Todd's dip, everybody. Oh, you make the best dip, man.
Oh, this is some dip.
Man.
Love some dip.
Oh, shoot, guys. My grandma is calling me. She's always trying to get me to do stuff.
Oh,
yeah, you got to take it.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to take a call from your grandma.
Of course, it's your grandma.
You got to take a call from your grandma in the background. Noise, rumble, rumble, background. Oh, this is grandma.
Hey, what's up, grandma?
Thank you so much for picking up the phone this time. Last time you didn't pick up the phone. Well,
it's busy.
Have a minute. Could you come over and bring some water bottles to my house?
Oh, it really is his grandma.
This is a full conversation.
I need some water bottles. On your way, since you already left the house, if you don't mind, McDonald's is having a special. It's it's one of the healthiest. It's a very healthy option there. If you just get the oatmeal, will you pick me up some oatmeal, Bubba?
I'm hanging out with my friends, Grandma.
And then I'll be a yogurt cafe. Sometimes the yoga buffet will come with a side of fries. Oh, it's very...
All right, I don't know if I... Grandma, I don't know if I did the bit the way I was supposed to, and I gotta go.
No, you gotta go. That's you.
Right.
Wait, guys, I'm getting a phone call, too. One second.
The fact that you made that long. How long were you able to talk down there? That seems like that would have taken forever.
You felt like it would have been better if it was shorter, right?
I loved that it was that long. That was making me laugh for two reasons. One, because first of all, we're in the studio. You hear the phone. It sounds – you can picture someone's grandmother. And then also, I knew that that's what Jake was doing downstairs an hour ago. Because all I did was heard you running around cars, and I couldn't hear what you were saying. But I heard, oh, God. And I'm like, that's what he was doing. How did that become a negative when I or did you misunderstand me? Because I was
just
like,
all inward.
Yeah, it's all inward.
just doubting my abilities.
Yeah, because I loved it. Because I was like, oh God, Jake. Because I do my. Can I tell you something? And now you'll understand. I'm to George Carlin. This is silly, but I'm being honest. Whenever I do mine, I go. I never make it long enough.
Like, I just had a conversation instead of.
But no, I never made it long enough. I always think, I should have made it longer, but I get, while I'm doing it, it just seems like it takes forever. And I'm thinking, that was commitment. Because yours went on and on and on. You go around and think of things to say and talk nonstop as your grandmother with you. And then I know how hard it is for me to go. I go, is that enough? And then I go, do two more. And you? What are you? Didn't you say it? I think I. That's when I kill a bit. I killed the bit. I'm sorry. It was going. It had some flow.
No, I killed the bit.
No, I feel like I did.
Guys, I think.
Robbie had one, didn't he?
Oh, Robbie. Let's hear Robbie's. But you have. Is someone calling you again?
What? Yeah, actually.
Okay, that's cool. You can take yours first.
Yeah, I think. Oh, no, guys. It's my son again.
Oh.
I gotta see. I think there might be.
It sounds. Does it sound the same? Hey, can you turn your phone lower? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't believe that's your son. That's a pre-recorded thing. If you don't want to hang out with us.
What are you talking about?
Well, if that's your son, then talk to him. Talk to him. Okay, talk to him.
Hey, son. I'm at Todd's house. Yeah, we're in the barn. Yes. Yeah, it looks great.
Oh.
I told you I'm at Todd's.
Maybe he is talking to
him. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I end the conversation with my son. I'm in control here.
I know. I feel bad. Actually, that did seem like you were talking to him. Even though I know you weren't, it made me look like a liar if you're just listening to it. It's sort of, he said something, you reacted, it all worked out perfectly. Coincidentally, I look like a kook. But that is, I don't believe that is your son.
That is my son.
Well, I'm being honest. It sounds pre-recorded. Honestly.
It's definitely not.
I think you just lucked out.
He's calling me again, and I got to take it. Okay.
All right.
So,
and guys,
let's
be honest
with
me here. I think you.
Hey, what is it? Oh, are you okay?
Okay, no. It's the same thing.
Oh, did you hurt your knee?
Listen, if you don't want to hang out, man.
Yeah, you don't have to make up excuses.
Can you give me a minute with my son?
I think it's maybe his son.
Oh.
Yes.
I think it's his son.
Yes.
Enjoyable.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll be home soon. All right.
I remember.
Goodbye.
He definitely said, "Where's my dad?"
He said, "Where's my dad?" It seems if you don't. Let me hear. Okay, I never had to end bits. Hey, whatever happened to run from the bit? That would be a great thing to have, because these are every fucking one of them is wonderful. I just never get one from the next, so I turn into like Byron Allen and yours, because you know what? Because I'm like so excited to hear them that I'm not linking them together with anywhere. We just enjoy it. I'm like, as soon as one makes me laugh, I'm like, now I want to hear yours. So far, you've all get A pluses, and you know what, Robbie? You're gonna get an A plus too. I can tell already. Yeah, of course, you go into it positive. You're going to want to laugh. You're going to enjoy it. That's the way we do comedy here.
All right, great. Is it my turn?
A little long to get it set up.
Oh, is my turn now?
Yes.
Can I have a phone ringing voice, like somebody's calling me, like a phone ringing noise?
Well,
is that too much to ask
that's
for?
That's usually Jake's.
Is that too much production? I know it's asking a lot Jake, for Nick to do it. But
it's not easy to do the phone thing. Jake even has trouble with it, and he's here every week. So I don't know if Nick can get something
I mean,
or not.
I always felt like I was just, pretty on point with it.
I just kind of wanted
I didn't know we were allowed to use sound effects.
I don't know. We can do whatever we want.
Of course we can.
Sometimes somebody's calling me.
Like a ringing. Do you have a ringing?
Jake's helping him.
Made
so
that
I
look
think,
really easy, Nick.
Do you have a ringing?
Jake's helping him, so it looks between
oh, yeah,
the
no,
two Jake's of them.
Yeah, no, let me.
I've got your ringtone right.
You
got
to press this button as well.
Hold
here,
on.
Nick.
Hold on, let these go.
Oh. Oh, shoot, that's my phone. That's my phone.
Your phone going off?
Yeah. Hold on. Hey, guys. Okay. Hey, guys, sorry. My dog's calling me. Can you guys hold on? Hold on,
your
my dog's.
Dog.
No, I left the treats on top of the fridge. What do you mean? I thought you could get them. I built like a whole thing for you to be able to climb on the fridge.
Is that
these treats
dog?
For this. Sorry, I gave my dog my cell phone number and he won't stop calling me.
What do you mean your dog?
This is my dog. This is my dog, Bruce.
If you want to go, just go.
Bruce, I know the mailman is there. He comes every day. We talk about this every day.
That's how you leave places?
He just really misses me a lot. Bruce. Bruce, I know your ball's stuck under the couch. You stick it under the couch every day. There's a bunch of balls in the backyard. Just go in the backyard, Bruce. What are you getting mad at me for? I buy you the balls. I buy you a lot of balls, Bruce. What do you mean my girlfriend's looking good?
What?
Bruce, what are you talking about?
What did he say?
Bruce, we've been best friends for a long time. That's not right. You didn't say that. You didn't do that.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
I think my dog slept with my girlfriend. What? I gotta call him back. Hold on. I gotta call him back. Can I call him back? I'm gonna call him back. I need to call him back.
Yeah, because now I feel bad.
He just hung up on me. He just says he did.
Can I be honest?
What?
Can I?
You can.
To potato salad?
You can.
I don't think that's your dog.
You don't think that's my dog?
Well, it sounded like his pre-recorded. I understand.
What
Jake
do you mean? It
definitely
sounds pre-recorded.
His grandma.
I don't mean to be this guy right now, but I hate to stop the podcast. But my grandma is calling.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
She's in town this week, so.
No, that his I could tell was real. Let him take his.
His was real.
Hold on.
Yeah, well, yeah, I should get this.
No, I could tell his was real.
Shoot! All right. I feel like my dog. Was hey, what's up, Grandma?
Hey guys, I really
yeah,
don't,
no, I'm just doing
I don't
want to
be rude,
right now,
but I gotta take a phone call real quick.
What's that?
I'm really
well, go
sorry.
Ahead.
What's that, Yaya?
It's my son, so I gotta get it taken. Okay, if that's all right. Hello,
water bottles. Right. I'm doing the podcast right now.
My dog's.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys, my dog's.
And then alternate.
No, I can't come over right now. I'm actually doing the. I'm doing Todd's podcast right now. Yeah, yeah. Bruce.
No, I
Bruce,
just,
yeah, we are out of bacon oatmeal. McDonald's does not have healthy options. Stop saying that.
Yes, I'm in the barn.
Bruce, I know the ball's on the other side of the yard.
Yogurt parfait
does not
come with
a side
of
flies. One is a yogurt, the other one's a dessert. What? Those are just birds. Those are just birds, Bruce. We see them every day.
Yeah, I'm not coming.
No, you don't have to
come. All right.
And they're not attacking.
Guys,
they're not attacking.
Guys.
I think I gotta take off.
No.
I mean,
This is an insult. This is insulting. This is insulting. You.
Sorry,
no. Robbie.
No, sorry. My dog's.
No.
He's Robbie, so upset. He's so upset.
I don't.
I left you a whole thing of water.
I don't care.
I left you lot of water, Bruce. How'd you drink it already? How'd you drink all that water? I've been gone for 20 minutes.
Robbie, please, you're insulting me.
Bruce, don't pee on the carpet.
You're insulting
Bruce,
me.
Bruce, don't you pee on the carpet.
He peed on the carpet.
You got to take care of it.
Guys, I'm actually. You guys are.
He peed on the carpet.
You know what? You guys are embarrassing me. If you don't want to be hanging out with me, you don't all have to.
Why is my dog
excuses.
Offensive to you?
Oh, wait. You know what? Actually, my real wife is on the phone. Hello? Yeah, what's up, sweetheart? No. I'm having fun with my friends. All right, listen. Why can't I? All right, I'll come home. I'm so unhappy.
Todd, that's not.
You know what? No. Maybe we get a divorce and we learn to get along for the kids. You know what? I'll call you back. Oh, God. Guys, I gotta go for real. That's the way you do a show. We got to go in for the close on part two. Part two was, by the way, just so you know, it was a bonus show. So it's not sold as a whole show.
Wow.
You sound like, who's doing that? That sounded like the voice. Who was doing that?
Oh, wow, yes.
It sounds like the voice from...
Oh, you're talking about my grandmother.
No, that sounds like...
Oh, you're talking about Betsy Cline.
On the show...
Oh, you're talking about Sandra Peabody.
What's the show where the Bob's Burger, the John Roberts...
Oh, Bobby.
They thought the one show... She thought they were having a surprise party for her, but they really weren't. And so she's downstairs practicing being surprised, and it's not going to happen. But, you know, and you're like, stop, and it's sad, you know, in the character, because she's like, oh, I never expected. Oh, for me? And you're like, it's not, you don't have a surprise party, is all I kept thinking.
Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, you can do it. Act like her being surprised, like trying to, like, she knows they're having a surprise party, so she's like rehearsing when no one's around to act fake spontaneous.
Wait, was this for me? Oh, candles in the whole regal? Wow. My birthday! Wow! Hey! Oh, boy! Oh, wow! Oh, friends like these! Oh! Oh, wow! Oh, boy! Oh,
hello! Surprise to you, too! Hi!
Oh my God, I am giggling like a fucking maniac.
Oh,
I'll do that more.
Oh, wow.
She's over. Like
biodegradable chemicals.
How would you do it?
It's too hard to do. Oh my God. Wow.
Traffic and weather on the Todd Glass Show.
85 in the valley, 96 in the high desert. W14 in the tropic chapter coming on the tip tie on the 5 from everybody up on the top downtown. Coming up at the top, get a little take on the top, a little table, take a little top.
Get traffic.
Alrighty.
You know what I noticed in your bathroom, Todd?
What?
Are you being serious? Yeah. Your Kimmel cue card.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. I like that.
Everything I do. Well, you know, obviously, and I hate this is like a no shit thing that the camera cut to that on the show.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay.
I figured you did.
Yeah, I did a sketch on there last week. It was super fun.
And what was the sketch? Who was it with?
It was a pre-taped. Really, oh, thanks, man. Thank you. It was like a pre-taped. It was like a parody of Black People Meet, but Where White People Meet. And I was like this white rapper guy, and they cornrowed half my hair. And I was like, "Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Did
yeah.
you have like jean shorts on, or like your jeans were rolled up, or something?"
They had like one pant leg rolled up. And yeah.
Did you go to the show the night when they when you're when you're rolling or whatever? Yeah, air. Did you go to the show and hang out?
No.
I was just curious. Cause it's
yeah, funny. Yeah. Yeah, it was so last minute that I had shows and stuff that night, so, yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of fun. They do some really cool things on that show that it's hard to reinvent that wheel, but they, I think, are doing one of the best jobs at it. Like, just like that Halloween candy bit, there's some really fucking great bits that you would think, oh, someone would have done that before, but nope. You know, there's always things you can think of that haven't been done before.
Yeah.
And even if you do things that have been done before, that's not bad either. Sometimes you reinvent them. But then sometimes I think there are. I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. I mean, yes, I do. Why should I be insecure? It bothers my friends. I don't know if this is right to play because I really don't want to like. Nah, never mind.
Todd, what? Todd. Well,
no, I feel like
Todd,
it's just.
Todd, play it. Todd, we believe in you.
Well, I don't want to get off into a social commentary, but I do think it's funny. Okay, I'm going to point out something. I just don't want to make – I want to be on the right side of this because I think I am. So play this. This was – I know it was just a polka. That's not my problem. Okay? It's a polka. It's an old polka. Things were – I get it. That's not my – that what I'm – but I did notice something about this in a parody – not a parody, but a cover of this polka. So let's play the original polka first. I hope this is – not funny, but go ahead. That okay? And like, I know they were worried about other stuff back then that really there were people that wow. were singing that were worried about other things that really weren't the problem, but they were like, that's from the generation of like, oh, that's oh, everything was happy. Like, and I thought, can I tell you what happened when I was playing it? I to George Carlin, this is being honest, when I was going to play it, I thought the joke that I wanted to make was coming up next, which I will play. But at first, to me, it was okay. I get it. It was just another time. And then once I heard it sitting in the studio on Fresh Air, I went. My whole question changed. When was that? I get certain things. There's coffee commercials, and women were primarily the house, running the home, and that's how those sexist commercials were made. But I understand the. Yeah, okay, but it's still wrong. But how? When was this never understood? That's not okay. I don't understand. When didn't they understand this was mean? When did they think that was? So here's the part where I anyway. But I want to know. I want to know what year. I want to know what the other arguments of that era were while they were singing that song. What they thought was wrong with the world. You know what I mean? That's probably 1965, you know, and they were probably worried about, you know, oh, all the, but it lends back when we look back on that era, we're looking, oh, that was people, ah, it's fun. So this guy decides to do a cover of it. And why do I know? Because I poke around YouTube. And,
you poke around YouTube or you poke around YouTube?
Hey, it's Jeremiah Watkins! You like a pizza. Hey, I got a show to do. I have a show to do. I have a show to do. I have a show to do, Jake.
Ciabatta.
Ah, yes.
Provolone.
What did you say?
Ciabatta.
No, before that.
Provolone. Ciabatta.
Excuse me?
No, I said a ciabatta.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? What did you say?
Excuse me?
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 I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Are you Todd Glass?
Oh, yes. What did you see me on? What show?
I saw
What
you...
TV show? Tell me quickly so I know how to react.
Animal Planet.
Oh, that was just, I was younger. It was just a little.
It was, wait, you're the you're the comedian who plays with monkeys,
I'm
right? You're the monkey comedian.
I'm the monkey comedian. What does it even make sense?
Your character name is Stupid Monkey Todd, right?
Oh, Jesus. We'd be fine. We'd be fine. We'd be fine.
Did you guys see Snoop
Dogg? Keep trying to play that jingle. What?
Snoop Dogg did a voiceover for Animal Planet, and he just watched all these like mongooses so like chase back this alligator back into the pond. It was so.
Wait,
was so
who say it again?
Snoop Dogg, the rapper.
And what is it? What is it?
It's just a bunch of these. Maybe not mongoose, but these little tiny animals. Otters. Oh, okay. The otters.
Yeah. I think this has to do with what you're talking about a little bit. I hope. Did you see? I'm embarrassed. I'm forgetting his name. Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
A commercial for.
Beats and Best Buy.
It's the best.
No, what is that?
It's, you have to just watch it. Excuse me, and I don't mean to cough, but I have malaria. Thank you. I've got malaria.
More like malarious.
I've got. Happy birthday to Jay. Happy birthday.
Early, but I'll take it.
Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. A treat for everybody. Do we do the phone bit? I know. I'm kidding.
Actually, my dog's calling.
Oh, so this guy just.
My dog's calling you.
Like, well, I'm in the middle of a bit.
I'm sorry. My dog's calling.
Well, then I don't know. Just don't answer. It's your dog.
Is your ringtone different?
Yeah, it's different. No, what? No, I know you want Todd to do the bit.
Oh.
No, I know he's setting it up. You're interrupting it. You're interrupting the bit he was just trying to set up. Look, I know you love Todd. I know it's your favorite show. You listen. I know he doesn't have enough dog guests.
All of a sudden, I love him.
He's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. If you let me go, he will do the bit.
By the
right
way,
when I'm done.
I am gonna have a dog guest.
He just said he's gonna have a dog guest. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Okay. That I haven't had any dogs.
Are you happy now? All right, I'll give you a bunch of treats when I get home. All right, I love you. Bye.
Tell Todd. Make him say he loves me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to get Robbie to end this bit.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Robbie to end the bit. No. Yeah, I know. Robbie's hard to deal with. Yeah.
Oh, Grandma, this is not a good time to call in. There's already so much going on in the show. You shouldn't just.
Last time you didn't pick up.
I'm at
the Yeah, because last time I was still doing the podcast.
Stop this. Come over and bring some water bottles to
get
my
it going
house.
To the next
We have
bit.
A couple here, but no, I can't leave right now.
He insisted. He just interrupted Todd.
Yeah, I cannot come over right now.
Todd on the next bit. Goodbye.
Hello? No, they're doing. You can yell at me all you want, but you know what? I have to go, guys. I gotta go. Bye,
come.
Honey.
Why do you not understand? They can't.
No, I gotta go. She's mad. She's mad.
Could you get the parfait and the oatmeal?
No, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm just gonna hang up, but I still respect you as a grandmother. I can't. Yeah, they're still doing the bit. No, we haven't done that bit Todd was trying to set up. No, we're going to get to it. We're getting to it.
I'm not lying. All right, this is the truth. This is the truth. Michael is on the phone. I've never heard him curse like this. Why? At one point, do we not have to take the call? You have to understand. Let me review. This is a kid that, a young adult that came from the audience that I let sit in on the band. Now we're letting him.
This is the second show he started to take over.
Yes, let's just not answer it.
Do you want to let that negativity in? When
I don't think so. I think we shouldn't answer it.
I'm scared, to be honest.
I don't think he's going to stop calling.
I'm scared.
By the way. This is how mad he is. If you listen closely, he has the phone all the way off. And you can still... Hold on, let's just be quiet. You can hear him yelling in the background. Can you hear him?
I can't take this anymore!
He's in his
Give
house.
Me
he
the
doesn't
time
know.
Right now, put me through, Aristotle! I want to talk to Todd! And that evil curmudgeon, Jeremiah Watkins! He's ruining the Todd Glass Show! I hate him with every ounce of my being!
He thinks he can hold a candle to Todd Glass? No! No! Get him off! How did he succeed to this?
Turn his phone off. Turn his phone. Turn that phone off. You had the volume up. I'm not super. I like when I try to save bits like it matters. Turn the volume up. Turn it off. Who gives a shit? All I should do is go, Jeremiah, thank you. Listen, here's what I'd like to do. I got a lot of stuff. And Nick, yes, let's take this opportunity for me to take a deep breath. And Nick, what's going on at your house?
So
he doesn't even wait. So like he's been waiting there with his mouth open the whole show.
All right, so
you be him again. I'll be you. Be him. You be come right in with it. You ready? You be Nick. Just come right in. You don't give me a second. So Nick, now what's going on at your house?
Right, so.
There's no pause. Ready? Let's do it again. Now Nick, let me ask you a question. What's going on at your house?
All right,
now Nick, now here's Nick. At any point during the show, now Nick, have you been to the Plymouth Meeting Mall? Right?
Yeah.
Now, Nick, how many the Target on La Cienega? Have you ever been down to
that? Of course.
There's no pause. No, go ahead. So, Nick, you know, go ahead. No, all right. Seriously. But go ahead. Go ahead. What's going on?
What do you want me to talk about?
Talk about your parents. No, don't make fun of me. So you go home and you remove. Can we have a segment? Just let me give me a minute here. So you go home
to Florida, right?
You give me a minute.
Yeah,
here.
I went home to Florida,
and what happens? Because I'm being serious. I want you to listen and try to understand these stories because I don't. What if your mom heard the show?
Yeah, she would probably be disappointed that I'm talking about.
Then
this.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Well, I don't know. It's totally fine.
Yeah, it's entertaining. So you go for it. So.
By the way, I love that guy. That's it. We should give him the devil voice, and he talks like that, and that's like your line producer on a show. Go ahead.
Speeding.
So what was the one thing you were talking about last night? Didn't your grandmother? Weren't you telling me she was like a hooker?
She wasn't a hooker. She was a dancer at a.
By the way, there's a big difference. And by the way, I don't care either. So I don't.
Hey,
I don't
not get, to me. They're all the same. But.
I don't get caught up. I don't get caught up with. I don't get caught up with. Oh, well, if anyone's not hurting anybody, I don't care. But no, what was this? It wasn't that. It was. I just thought about what it was last night when I was talking. Whatever you do, by the way, is fine. Even if I plow past it, I'm still thoroughly enjoying it. So you can't make any mistakes, Jeremiah. But anyway, here's what it is, so I don't look crazy. When I talk to Nick, sometimes he tells these stories, and then I think, okay, we'll edit this out if you don't want me to.
No, totally.
He said there was like when he was young, when he was younger, there was like a sex swing.
Yeah, I used to be young,
hanging in.
Yeah, I can tell this story.
Well, it was hanging in your.
I mean, there used to be a sex swing, but they didn't tell me it was a sex swing, so I just used it as a normal swing. And then I got these, like, little kids over, and like they played with me on it. And then like one of the parents like came and picked their kids up one day, and they're like, "What are you doing in this cauldron?" And I was like, "I don't know. Sometimes we get wild and we like cook carrots and peanuts and stuff like that inside it." But, so know, my parents are witches.
So he said, "So let me. Here's what a good interview." It does. I hear you. No, I don't. I do. I know whatever you do is great. If they're laughing like that, I miss something. But that gives me something to enjoy later. That's why I call you on the phone and go, I'm listening to the show. It's fucking great. Because I miss half of it when I'm here because I'm too busy talking. Anyway, so back to Nick. God, yeah. Now I'm really wondering.
Yeah, what's up?
So you go into your mom's room, and here's not the weird part. I'm not judging.
You want me to tell the dancer or the horse story? Which one?
I'm not judging. This is the I'm not judging that there's a sex swing hanging. And when he was little.
I mean, I installed it. I was like 6 years old. Like, so my dad made me use a power drill in the ceiling. It like kind of hurt my wrist a little bit. But, you know.
So I'm not saying. So that's not where I'm placing judgment. She has a right. Like, she's a full-grown adult.
Child services.
Nick goes. Nick said when he was younger. That he asked his mom what it was, and she said that it's to rest my feet. So he goes later in life. He's at the house and he's painting, and he sees the screw that's in the ceiling.
Wait,
you know the screw that's in the ceiling from the sex swing?
Maybe I could love.
It was a sex swing.
Okay, yeah, he sees the remnants.
He sees the He sees the screw that used to hold it up.
Yeah.
He goes, so I put a piece of rope in there and I hung on it. I went, that's fun. Not just for your maybe feet. That was a sex swing. I go, why are you trying to get to the bottom of this? You have to. Your mom has every right to be sexual. But why are you like really trying to do it? The more you find out about it, the more you have to picture your mom having sex. So am I right about that? Like, why do you let it go? Look the other way. Just know that's she's a full grown adult.
I had to remove it. We're selling the house. You can't sell a house with that.
But you didn't have to. You didn't have to find out if it was. All right, this is.
I don't know. I mean,
this is giving me a headache.
Like Odysseus, everybody, like every boy just wants to.
Hold on.
Hook up with his mom and kill his dad. An older woman.
Hold on. We have to. This. I'm getting a headache from this bit. Not the whole time. Just in the last minute. What are you doing on your phone?
I'm not letting him do this again.
Is it real? If it's really your dog,
it's really my dog.
Because I don't play any shit anymore.
It's my dog.
Hold on, I got this.
I gotta take it.
I was trying to tell a story.
I don't play this shit.
He's listening.
We don't play that shit.
Let me tell you, we don't play that shit. This better be real. It better.
Yeah, no, I don't think it. Yeah, she probably did doggy style. Yeah, she probably totally did. Look, why is that why you're calling me? That's weird. I don't know.
You know what I love giving the dog? I want the dog in this bit to love my show.
The dog.
What's it calling about? What's it calling about?
You love the bits today? You love the bits today? It's kibble and bits good? You love it. It's like a treat. It's like a treat for your ears. You want Todd to sing? Oh, wow, he's really adamant. Oh. He really wants you to sing. Yeah. No, he can sing. He can sing.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, here. All right, here. Todd wants to talk to you.
I want to find out if it's real. Hello? Oh, it is you. Did you want to really hear me sing? Oh, that's very nice of you. No, I'm not a trained singer. No. I just self-taught.
What did you just say?
Wait.
No.
No, what?
Wait a second.
Hold on. I'll call you back.
Say no again.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
It was like no.
I thought I heard something whenever you said no.
No.
Oh my God.
That was beautiful.
Todd, can you reproduce what you just did?
No.
What about no? Can you reproduce that?
No.
I think I just lost 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
No, I can't take it no more. Tired of waking up on the floor.
Harry, it's that new sound I've been telling you about.
No, I can't take it no more. Tired of waking up on the floor. I say no thank you please. It only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find the door. No. I said bing, 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 bing. Then it makes it hard to find the door. No thank you please. It only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find the door. Oh my God, he's trying to talk to us through his trumpet. Trumpet boy, you want to hear me sing? Trumpet boy's talking to drum boy, so I can take a break. Oh, and you're interpreting.
Yeah, no, I think the show's going great, yeah.
Don't do it if you don't want, by the way.
Okay, no, I'll just stop.
Okay, listen, I have exciting news for everybody. Exciting news.
They really want to know what the news is.
I don't have any excitement. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know what to do.
Right now?
Yeah.
Aristotle knows what to do. Whoa. They
want to
run
on the Todd Glass Show.
85 in the valley, 96 in the high desert, W14 in the tropic chapter, coming on the tip tie on the 5 from the everybody up on the top down, coming up the top down, take it on the top, little table, little table, take it on top.
I think they want to take a deep breath.
Have we ever had this before?
Oh. They're singing about it. They're singing about a deep breath.
It's our last show.
The last Todd Glass show. Black Horse Motor. The last Todd Glass show of Black Horse Motor.
This is a time to soak it in because we're about to do our wrap it up. Wow, god damn it, Aristotle's on fire tonight.
He's excited.
Hey, you know what? So I don't forget when we're going in for the big climax. So when you were at David, what's your last name?
Silverman.
Silverman.
Talk real loud, just into the air, and we'll pick you up.
All right.
So what was the premise? It was an app, right?
So, with the digital world, with Facebook, Twitter.
And a lot of it has to do with Twitter, so it's a good way to introduce yourself to people that might not be introducing, like almost Pandora for Twitter.
Audio Twitter or audio.
Yeah,
Twitter,
it creeps into a show for maybe a 5-minute clip, and then if you're in the car and you want to hear like bits and pieces of comedians, you can hear. By the way, this is the first time I think I understood it. Am I right in explaining it?
You are, except it's even tighter.
24 seconds, I'm going to talk to you off the air. I'm going to up that a little. I can't do anything in 24. Matter of fact, let's create 24 seconds right now, and I don't mean to put pressure on you guys, that if they were going to play it, that we would jam-pack in, people would be like, that's a great show that I want to listen to. Okay, you understand? We're going to just edit it out. We're going to edit all this out. No one will hear this. I just want you to know. But I want to take 24 seconds now. I'm going to ask you guys. The people are flipping around, and they hear this 24 seconds. They go, oh, no, I got bad news. Mike Calhoun is on the phone, and he's like wants to tell us this 24 seconds better be really good. And I don't know if his dad said he's in the hospital. He's calling from his hospital bed. Maybe he's had a change.
What happened?
Michael, what happened?
There was an accident.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
All right. Well, why are you calling?
I heard.
Heard what?
I heard about the 24 seconds.
Oh, I knew he couldn't miss a beat. Look, let us just do it, please, without yelling at us. How did you like the bit with the dogs and the phones and all that? It was fun, right?
Terrible.
Michael, are you being honest?
How many times can that Robbie character
bit? Michael. I was happy every time he did it. I really was.
You know what?
I was happy every time he did it.
I was sad.
Can I tell you something? This is becoming a joke.
No, Todd, let me tell you something.
Michael, let me tell you
something.
Michael.
This 24-second
Michael, you're out of control. I was nice to
you. Incredible. My dad's life is on the line.
What? That was unnecessary, and that's not part of the show. We don't endorse those sound effects at these horrible times. But what happened to your dad?
He's in the hospital, as you said.
Hold on, that's not it. What's wrong? Because I love your dad.
Do you?
Yes, what's wrong with him? He seemed very healthy when I saw him. He looks like a young man.
Really? Go on.
No, I have nothing more to say, except I hope that he's okay.
Of course you have nothing left to say about him. You don't really like him.
Michael, you're out of control. You're a loose cannon. You really are. And I know I shouldn't. There are aggressive words, but you were in the show in Pittsburgh. I took you. I let you sit in the band. Then you came to Philly. Now you listen to yourself.
You disgust me, Todd Glass.
Michael.
You try to send me kind words, kind messages, do something nice for me, but it just blows right back up in your face.
Michael, I'm going to tell you this right now. Whatever is wrong, you're not thinking straight, and I still think you're great, and I still think you have greatness in you. I just think there's something happened. Maybe you got your feelings hurt. I don't know what happened, but let me tell you something. I still care about you, and so does everybody else.
You don't care about me at all!
Nobody cares about me. Nobody on this earth cares about
Michael
Calhoun.
Michael, hold on, Michael. Hold on, Michael.
Nobody.
Jake, hold on. Jake, tell Michael that
on?
We talked about him, that you can tell that we are having a... Talk to
him. Michael, you know,
we love him.
We want you to be a... We yeah, want you to still be part of the
breath.
Show. It's just like...
You want me to be a part of the show? Why can't I be the show, Jake Adams? I am the show. You gave me a taste of fame in the Helium Comedy Club in Philly, and I want it all now, Jake. I want your job. I want you to quit the Todd Glass Show, and I want
okay,
your
Michael,
position.
Michael, hold on. Somebody's got to be with you.
Seems
Michael.
Like a lot for just
yeah,
I mean, it was one. But you did an amazing job. It doesn't
he
mean
did,
you won't do an
did,
amazing
but
job
you
in
can't,
the future.
Michael,
amazing.
But
it was phenomenal.
Michael.
What? He's Todd, obviously, Todd.
By the
Todd,
way.
Todd, you say my name so much.
It's so hard to be nice when you're yelling at us like this.
And
but,
it's so hard to keep this
okay,
momentum
listen,
when you keep interrupting me.
Okay, listen to me. Just take a deep breath. We still care about you. Okay? We all love you over here.
Do I hear Nick Leeper in the background?
All right, now come on. You
don't even get me started on Nick.
What does
Nick
he do
Leaper?
Wrong? He just fills
oh,
in.
How about you contribute something to the show, Nick? Huh? How about you get through your story? How about you be a man and stop Todd letting
Michael.
Me interrupt you? You're
right. What about Aristotle?
Oh, he's good. I like that guy.
Listen. Take a deep breath, Mike. Take a deep breath. Okay? Now, I just want you to take a deep breath. We're going to do the 24-second thing.
It better be perfect.
We're going to try to make it perfect. So, just, we all care about you. You're getting way too upset about this.
Hey, my dog.
You shut up,
no,
Robbie.
My,
you shut up. You better not
listen,
even go in.
I am not.
One more
listen,
time.
Listen, my dog
I
has something nice
to
say
there
about
is
you.
A window.
I know. My dog is calling. My dog
I
is calling.
You.
My dog is calling, and I know
don't
he has something nice
him,
to say
let
about
him
you.
Take
I know
call.
He has something. Here. Yeah.
What did I say?
It's your favorite bit? It's your favorite bit in the show? We know you. It's your favorite part of this whole show. It's the best part of part two, isn't it?
What did I say?
Right?
About
right?
The
I agree.
Dog bit. It's overdone.
I don't know why he doesn't
the
like you.
The listeners are tired of it.
No, he.
And they know it's pre-recorded.
Michael,
it has lots.
Don't listen to him.
Michael.
It has lots
Bruce?
Of holes in it.
Bruce,
guys, I feel like I
don't
lost
listen
control.
To him.
Guys.
Don't
guys,
listen
guys.
To him.
Michael,
okay.
Hold on.
We'll get back to the show. Okay, bye.
It obviously was his dog. I'm not stupid.
Of course it was.
But Michael, we need to get into some counseling. This is ridiculous. You were a guy that came to my show in Pittsburgh and I let you sit in on the band, and then you came to Philadelphia and
it's
we let you
much.
Sit in. And now it's like people think this is a joke that are listening to the show. They're going, oh, this isn't real. It's a bit. This is not a bit. We're
it's
taking...
not a bit. It's real life.
Let me just say something. Can you listen for literally 20 seconds? We're going to come.
Tick tock, Todd Glass. Tick tock.
We're going to come. We're going to get on a plane. And we're going to come out there. And we're going to spend a little time.
We're bringing the podcast to
oh,
you.
Really?
Okay?
A little bit of time.
Because we care about
oh, I'm
you.
I'm so glad that the big, giant King Todd Glass
I
can
don't...
spare a little time for the peasant,
okay.
Michael
Hold on.
Calhoun.
Hold on.
Oh, you think you're so big that just a
no,
little bit of your time
come on
will make
now,
this
be
boy
nice.
Feel better about his life? Todd, you disgust me, you despicable piece of garbage. I would shat out a toilet bigger than you.
Michael,
oh, you disgust
Michael,
me.
Michael Calhoun.
What? You got to relax, man.
You got to relax.
This can't be
you
good
can't,
for your health right now.
You can't
you're not
say
in the right,
those things
but I don't want you to
me.
Even
listen
think about that.
Listen to my words
I,
right now.
I know you care about me.
We care about you, Michael.
We love you.
God, if Robbie plays that dog bit one more time, I will hire an assassin to shoot him through the window. Todd.
Michael, take a deep breath.
Get your clan of idiots together.
Okay, you have to be nice to me. I'm being nice to you.
Oh, really? You're being nice to me.
Michael, how's this going to help the show?
I'm trying to tell you that the next bit needs to be good.
Good. Okay, we'll make it good. We have 24 seconds because it's like this Pandora podcast, so we need to. We'll do. We'll try to make it good.
Oh, a Pandora podcast. That sounds pretty cool.
Well, it's the Pandora podcast where you can flip around and learn a little bit about podcasts, but you can also probably listen to whole podcasts.
And you click right through. You hear it. 24 seconds is fastball.
Yeah, 24 seconds.
And you click in to hear the whole thing.
24 seconds? That sounds
great. Can I ask you a question? Why can't there be a channel that I have? Like, you know how Pandora, they have people that host? Like, and I play maybe 3-minute clips, and I interrupt them, and I tell about how much I love them. Might be a funny idea.
Totally, but it's even better than that. Your fans, when they hear a good bit in your show, they can grab that soundbite and share it out.
Oh, by the way, that's the best thing you said all day.
That's awesome.
So people, hold on. So people, if you hear a little sound, and by the way, think about if it stands alone. It's always better to get a bit. Like, here's a great bit that would stand alone, 24 seconds. Listen to the Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show. It's the best show.
You're going to like the way you look. All right, that's a funny clip there. No, that'll get people to listen to our show.
Todd, what's the name of this website again?
I think you.
What's it called again? Hold on. Well, but I get clips. Okay. I get what clips are.
Hey, don't insult the guy. Come on. I know. I mean, yeah, he gets out of your stand.
I get what clips are. No, I get it.
What do you think? You're going to cut his hair over there?
Todd, did you just use the Men's Warehouse slogan and think that people wouldn't find out? I know. I heard. Disgust me.
Michael.
You're going to like the way you look?
Michael. Hold on. Watch. I'm going to take this call. Potato salad. I want to take this call off the air. Hold on.
It's not a good look for you, Michael.
Hold on. To be really honest,
it's not.
Hold on. I'm going to do this off the air. So we're going to take a break. I just want to talk to him off the air and deal with this because he's upset, and I think at this point it could be a little bit scary. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with the Todd Glass Show. And this better not accidentally get left in because that would not be good.
Michael.
Yeah. What, Todd? Oh, now I'm not even worthy enough to be on the air on your silly little show?
Michael?
What?
No, don't even. We're on a break right now. I even asked Aristotle not to...
Yeah, we are on a break because we used to be friends.
Aristotle, I even told him don't play the drums because I want to...
Aristotle can play the drums whenever he likes. He's a perfect angel boy.
I'm the one you were in Pittsburgh. You came to see a show. I let you up. You played it.
But
again.
I became a fan of Aristotle that night.
Right. There's some... You gotta understand. We really care about you.
You really care about me? Oh, Todd Glass, the caregiver. Oh, Todd Glass, the benefactor. Oh, Todd Glass, the Richie Rich Pants. Oh,
Michael.
I'll give you some money and some stage time. Make you feel good about yourself. Oh, where?
Michael, what happened? You can't just go and circle insulting everybody.
Jake Adams, stupid face.
Well,
Nick Leeper.
Don't even engage him.
Nick Leeper, dumb voice.
Okay,
Robbie Kirkham.
I can't stick up for this anymore. It's
Robbie
ridiculous, Tom.
Michael. Continues
not only
to do
would
that
I never
stupid
work with
dog
this guy.
That I hate. How did Robbie get on the line right now? No, this is a private phone call conversation.
He said he likes the way you smell.
I hate men's
dog warehouse. It's a dog warehouse reference.
Guys,
I have a confession to make.
Who is this? Who is? Can I tell you something, Michael?
Michael is in the hospital right now. This is Michael.
Who is this?
Michael. But this is Michael Sr. Michael's father.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Can I tell you something? Is it wrong? I'm not only am I enjoying this, but thinking of Michael Calhoun. That I'm not. We should probably maybe have an. He could go into a fit of convulsions. I love that he turns that mean. Good, you know, comes to the show and then turns into a monster.
Monster.
Meaner. By the way, I love to point anything out because I think it's fun to know. But like, I made a piece of paper that says meaner. And I'm like literally directing poor Jeremiah, like he's an orchestra, and that's what you are. You're an orchestra of comedy, and you take and I'm like going, oh, every time I make myself so nice, and we love you. I hold up a sign that says meaner, and I like lunge it at him, meaner, and then I point to people in the room. I'm like meaner towards Jake, and you don't waste a half a second, stupid face. Like you just take, you're like Eddie Pepitone. You take comedic direction really well, which is like fun because it's like you have like a toy you can play with. No, that's true. It's like the best toy. It's a toy that does any bit you want and does it great, and then you get to reap the benefits of it. Toy sounds mean. It sounds like I'm
Todd,
I can't stop saying it's a disease now. I can't. I want to go to it so much.
Excuse me. I did see that you have a bag of chips over there. I was just wondering what's going on with that for
yeah,
the show.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to tell everybody on the podcast they know this is an empty bag of chips. So I'm just going to give it to Jake and act like it's real. Oh, yeah. Oh, here they are. Wow, these were so good. These were the kettle style. Did you have some?
Yeah, they were so good.
Wow, they're so crunchy. Yeah.
You guys all had chips?
We all got chips. But we got you a bag.
It's still in the corner of my mouth.
Here you go.
Still tasting.
Here you go, Jake.
You don't mind if I eat them now?
Yeah, are you sure you want them?
I mean, I'm really hungry right now.
Okay, there you go.
Come on.
We got you good, Jake. Are you mad? I would never fall for that. I just wouldn't. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk. I just don't fall for that type of stuff. But anyway, it's fun to watch you get.
No, I don't know. I was just really hungry, and then I guess I just go out. But
I would never fall for that. But anyway, I just think
it's
funny.
Do you want to go out to eat later tonight?
Oh, sure. I would love to.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just I'll save you something for after the show. In case you were hungry.
No, is that an empty bag of chips and you try to pull that shit on me?
No.
I won't fall for it.
Todd, I know after a long day of podcasting, you're really hungry, so I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
Like, I work, you know.
Hold on.
I had some of those chips.
Robbie, I gave Robbie a few before, but.
Oh, no. I thought.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. Sure, I could go for some chips.
You know, I'm a pretty nice guy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, here, take some of these.
You son of a bitch.
How's your stomach, Todd? Is it empty? Is your stomach empty? Right back at ya, Todd.
We never talked about your mother. What's more fun than this? Can I tell you? I'm in a great mood right now because I'm going to – oh, my God.
I do want to hear more about Nick's family, though.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Traffic and weather on the Todd Glass Show.
85 in the valley, 96 in the high desert. W14 in the tropic chapter coming on the tip tie on the 5. Everybody up on the downtown coming up and top. Get a little take on the top, a little table, a take a little top.
Get traffic and weather on the 3s, 4s, 7s, 8s, and 9s.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right? Yeah.
The Stottle's here tonight.
Hey!
That's why everything sounds all right. Everything sounds alright.
Traffic and weather on the Todd Glass Show.
85 in the valley, 96 in the high desert. W14 on the Tropic Tapper coming on the tip tie on the 5. Everybody up on the downtown coming up in the top.
All right. Well, listen, everybody. How long has this been going on? Try to guess. It's a double episode. And next week, we're going to be in the new studio over at the house. The barn.
Hour 20.
Yeah. We're going for the close. It takes me half an hour.
Don't touch my...
By the way, this is... by the way...
Wow, that is the angriest I've ever seen Aristotle.
He goes, don't touch my chimes to a Joke Fogelnest. By the way, Jake Fogelnest changed his name to I know your name, Robbie Kirkhoff, but Jake Fogelnest changed his name to Jokelnest. I know he listens to the show, and I know he appreciates any shout out. Jake Fogelnest. By the way, him and Jen Kirkman came to the taping. I love that.
Woo!
That was fun. I really did. I love that they showed up. Who gives a shit? I'm tired of kissing their ass. Anyway. Jen Kirkman is so in love with me. Can I tell you a secret if you promise not to tell anybody?
Do you guys hook up?
She kept pointing down to her
beep boop.
Her beep boop.
During your show?
No, after the show. She would point down there and she'd go. And so did Jake. Pointed to his downstairs area. And they both kept going, there's a lot more fun where this came from. This is what's great about these podcasts. You just do whatever you want, whatever you fucking want, and you can make no mistakes. Do what I fucking want. That's the truth. That's a good thing about a podcast. That you do
free, baby.
Everything. It's
Now leaving Nerdist.
All right, so what I'd like to do right now, because we're going in for the close. Michael Calhoun, what more do you want?
First Jew in command, Jake Adams.
I told Nick not to write it, and he doesn't listen. And that's the truth. I told him to write it. I don't know why I said first Jew in command.
I'll take it.
On Keats, we still have to do a 24-second thing for it. What's the name of that again?
Clamor.
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 Clamor. Clamor.
By the way, we'll talk about it more. So it says starring Keith Jew what?
Jewberg.
I guess because we're all Jewish, it's okay to make these jokes. I bet probably not, but I'll talk about it off the air.
We're all
either way,
Jewish.
They're gross people.
We're all Jewish. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Hollywood, we're all Jewish. Yeah. Hey.
I used to say I wasn't Jewish because I didn't want people to be able to stereotype me. So I said I was half Italian. This is true. And then somebody said once that they thought I was a self-hating Jew. They said it, affectionately is the right word. They weren't really coming down on me. They're going, yeah, you're a self-hating Jew. So to prove that I wasn't, I just started telling everybody. I goes, yeah, I'm not. I just used it so people couldn't, oh, that's the Italian in you coming out, you know. And I was like, always think, oh, geez, it's not the Italian in me coming out.
I like being Jewish.
Everybody's the same. Hold on. This is almost over. It's Italian in you coming out. So then people asked me, and I said, I'm Jewish. And then I go, I'm half Jewish. And then I started to tell the truth, but I still said I'm half Jewish. And they go, what's the other half? I go, Jewish. And that was my slow decline out of not about admitting that I was Jewish. Hey, by the way, some people from the Helium Club, my friend and his girlfriend came by the hotel one night. This is a true story. To George Carlin, and we're all laying in bed. We're all like, we had some mushroom pot food. We're all laying in bed. It's a night when there was only one show.
So progressive.
And there's like, it was beautiful. It was like the reason that I like the world that I'm in, you know, that they were just, everybody, there was three of us laying one way, and then my friend and his girlfriend were there, and then the other door guy was sitting over there, no, it wasn't the door guy, it was Ross, who was in the band, in the drums. All laying in the bed watching Henry Phillips cooking show videos, which I already knew were great, but I haven't seen them. Giggling, kicking our feet in the air, like just kicking our feet in the air because they're so enjoyable. Like we go, we're literally kicking our feet in the air watching Henry Phillips. What are they called?
I've never seen them.
Oh, when you have to watch them. They are perfectly shot. they're perfectly shot, and they're cooking with Henry Phillips. They'll come up. I probably have the name a little off, but there are these cooking videos that he does, and he scores them with music, and they're just beautiful. They're just great. They're great, and we're giggling and having a great time, and then we ordered pizza. Oh, by the way, wow, this is the truth. I still think I could help. I'm not kidding you. Like, my new thing is, I think I could make Wetzel's pretzels triple their profits.
Make a Wexler's pretzels?
What is it? Blake Wexler's pretzels.
Done, just like that.
Blake Wexler's Wetzel's pretzels. He has to have his name on there, and everyone tells him, "Hi, I'm Blake Wexler. Welcome to Wexler's Wetzel's Wetzel's what?
Wetzel's pretzels.
Hi, I'm Blake Wexler. Welcome to
Wetzel's pretzels.
Wetzel's pretzels. It's a hard one.
So anyway, hey, I'm Blake Wexler. Welcome to Wetzler's pretzels.
Whenever they, by the way, I'm about to just. It's like no everyone that knows anything about business, because he's going to be right. Why do I feel the need to talk it all the way through? Because I am. So I already said, whenever they say there's a pretzel roll, do you like, oh, by the way, I guess you have to like pretzels to give a shit about this. Do you like pretzel rolls?
Never had one.
Oh, well, do you like pretzels?
Yeah, big fan.
Soft type, you know, the one that go through the water and come out when they're made that way, like a soft pretzel, like, well, even in Annie Mae pretzels or Wetzel's, one of those. They're pretty good, Wetzel's pretzels. So anyway,
pretzels should serve cheeseburgers.
No, yes, but it's a little different, and it's part of it's true, and he's not off. So make that – whenever they say it's a pretzel bun, it really never is a pretzel bun. It's stamped as a pretzel. Some are better than others. Sometimes you get a pretzel roll at a restaurant. It's pretty close to – but take Wetzel's pretzels or Annie Mae or any of them. Make a fucking – I don't have to curse. Make a roll. Make a roll that tastes just like their pretzel. Now, I know that's what they do. They put a hot dog inside one of those. Yeah. But put a ham.
While I'm talking,
he's putting stuff through his saxophone and pulling it out the other end, like scarves. So I'm walking through the airport.
Magician phone.
I'm walking through the airport.
It's just two words together.
And I look up, and it's a Wetzel's pretzel. By the way, I don't remember if it's that or Annie Mae, but they both could do this. I don't give a shit. And they make a pretzel bun. Yeah. They make it because they're both good pretzels. They're the same. They're just different companies. They both could do this. But I think it was Annie Mae pretzels. They make a pretzel bun at the airport, and it's a breakfast sandwich. So you get like egg and ham with a real pretzel. Picture biting into a pretzel, but then that turns into the sandwich. It's great. So I'm thinking with the same ovens that Starbucks use, you know, you can get stuff that's frozen but still of a good quality. Get a good fucking burger. I'm telling you, not a piece of shit to someone go where people will line up like a Five Guy cheeseburger. I don't care if it's frozen, but it's a lot on it. It's a big burger, decent quality. All they got to do is take that, put it in one of those ovens for, 60 seconds, and out comes a good burger with a Wetzel's pretzel roll on the outside of it, and they would fucking sell. And that doesn't take that much room in there. They have the room to add that. And I would go there. What's going to be better than that with a burger with a pretzel roll on it? Nothing. That would do it for me. Anybody else here or just me? No, nobody else craves? Can't you imagine that taste going through the pretzel?
I think there's a podcast about that where they talk about the pretzel sandwiches and the pretzel hamburgers.
Is it Bobby and Joey?
That sounds great. How did that
intro
go?
We have it.
Hey, you heard this?
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
Hey,
That's all we had of that. No, seriously, we just—he's going online trying to get some of their stuff, but it's very isolated. We also found something else where they're talking about their love saltwater taffy, but they're just fighting. It's
if you go to Clamor, you can actually get a longer clip of that.
You can get a Clamor here. Yeah. They're talking about saltwater taffies. Play that.
Don't get me started on saltwater taffy.
My mouth can't fit enough of them, huh?
So these are their show. That's like a little bit of their show, so it's really good. Guess what? We have to go in for the close.
Yeah.
This was could have been one of my favorite episodes.
Get out of here.
And I have malaria.
Malaria.
Say things and then play that. Good. Say something and then play it. Get a reason for him to play that.
Oh, okay. We need to talk. I'm pregnant.
Her sister is in the her mom. Where's my mop?
This is the last.
Hey, careful with swinging a microphone around. Last time somebody did that, they broke their neck.
This is the last episode of the Todd Glass Show at the Black Horse Motor Studio. Or is it?
Robbie's this is true. Hold on. Robbie's dog is honestly on the phone, and I want you to let him talk because apparently he's a little emotional.
Yeah.
Is this really your dog?
This is my dog.
I gotta.
My dog. Look, I know you like the show here. I know it's a big deal. The show's been here for like 3 years.
It's not ending. We're just moving it.
I know. It's not over. It's just a new beginning. It's going to be a new place. It's going to be better. I know it's been good. I know change is scary. Change is always scary. Look, it's going to be okay. You're going to love the new show. He's going to have dog guests. He's going to have more dog guests. Okay? Do you feel vindicated? Do you feel vindicated about your dog friends are going to be on here?
Aristotle said hi.
Hey, Todd, I know we're trying to close here, but...
We actually are.
Yeah. I've got a phone call, so I might need to actually step out for a second.
Oh, if you have to just leave early, we'll do the show with...
Oh, no. My son. I'm sorry.
Well, we're wrapping up the show anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to leave right now. Yeah. I will be home as soon as I can. Yeah. I said I'm on the Todd Glass Show. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm on the way home. Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. Take a deep breath.
I mean, your son's important.
Do you have any? Let's do a small version. Do you have any things that I've asked you to do? Like you talk too much things? Ba 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 ba. Too much you worry me to death. You talk too much and damn it, Nick Leeper. You talk
Hey Nick, you think you could send me some breakaway bottles in Philadelphia? I need them by tomorrow.
That was for a show. How dare you make a mockery of my act?
I actually got their request first.
You think you can find me some really big rolls of red gel? I need them shipped to my brother's house. I'm going to gel every single light.
Wow.
Oh.
You talk too much and never gonna get. You talk too much and never gonna get. You talk too much.
Hey Todd, it's Nick. I was gonna come home Monday, but I'm gonna come home 2 weeks from now. I know you said don't try to take over my mom's house, but I'm clearing the brush from 8 acres. And where do you see this fucking place? I got it all lit up. And can you get 13 friends on the guest list in Philadelphia?
All right, I made that up. I couldn't think of a good one for him. I don't have my work ready. Hold on. He really doesn't ask. I haven't heard as the questions aren't as bad as they used to be, so I can't really think of anything.
I'm feeding them to you. I give them to you all the time.
Wait, this is part of your shtick? Give me one.
Oh, that you do, or that I do.
That you do.
I don't want to do my that. Hey, Nick, come over here. Look, watch these candles. They turn on by a remote control.
All right, now listen, this joke. if you're not going to tell the truth.
You have remote, you don't have
remote control candles?
I can't hear you. Your dog's on the phone.
Hold on.
No, I do. Yeah, by the way, let me tell you something. And I'm going to be honest, no music. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's moving away from real candles. He's getting electric candles.
I don't want to make the whole show about candles.
No, you can control it through his phone. Yeah, I know. He's a real millennial.
Oh.
Yeah, he's that young.
How old does he think?
No, he thinks you're 22.
I want him on the show.
You want
what?
Oh, he'd love it. He'd love it.
What does he do? Does he have a talent?
He wants to know if you'll have any dog treats.
Of course.
That's the only way he does tricks.
Oh, I have a lot of dog treats.
And they're all weed treats. Todd, do you have nice coasters in your house?
Oh, sure I do.
Really?
Why, does a dog like them? No, I don't have coasters in my house, by the way. No.
He's saying you should have coasters in your house.
No, I don't, because I don't have anything that I would... I'm a no-coaster
really?
Person.
You don't care about the quality of your wood?
Can I tell you something? That's not fair to say because... No, I can say that. I would always be no coaster. Not that I would think if someone had some cool table and they loved it, but also they know that it can't handle the water, but they appreciate the table, so they're not willing not to have it. So the deal is to have that type of table, that type of finish, it needs a coaster. I get it. But never. I don't want to coaster. Fuck that.
There's some pretty cool ones, though.
Are you kidding me? Aristotle, 2 years ago, got me coasters with the name of the show on them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't want to tell... Aristotle.
Really going over the moon.
I just don't want to say like, okay, I love when people go, do you need, not love it, but it's a good thing to say. It's like, I want people to be relaxed. So I was just like, no. And you know what I do, what I like to do with my old wooden table and I can do with my new table? I used to have a hammer and I would want to show people how much, they would go, oh, you sure? It was very hard. Some people would be like, oh, no.
And you
have
to use hammer the table?
I would just get out a hammer and go, okay, this is going to put an end to this. Boom, boom, boom. Hard. And it would leave dents. It didn't matter. That old wooden table just gave it more character.
That's
and
awesome.
Then they, because otherwise they would just go on and on. Oh, no, I'll use it. Oh, how about a napkin? Put it on the wood.
Here's my table. What do you think of my table?
I'll stick my knife right through their hand.
Leave a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you better.
By the way, I never talked about this, but the polka, you know, I don't want to shoot. This is a guy that did the cover of one.
I don't have the cover.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. I apologize.
Do you have traffic sounds?
I do.
Oh, I need traffic sounds. Okay, don't be a wise guy. What I'd like to do to close is, number one, say thank you, and this has been... Mm-hmm. What if I got overly sentimental?
Thank you. How long has the show been here?
3 years.
3 years.
Three and a half?
I mean, at least, yeah.
It's been like four or five.
No.
I've been doing this for 3 years now.
Yeah, yeah. And it was Katie before.
So it's 4 years.
It's been such a long time. There's been so many episodes that have been recorded in here.
Yeah, Aristotle and I started almost about 3 years ago, and the show is going for at least a year before that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's been a while.
You know what, though? I will tell you this. I'm now... this is a good place to be because, you know, I don't know if I didn't have the barn to put it in. I'm going to call it that because you know why? Everybody eats out there goes, oh, the barn. So it's just stuck with me. But I used to say the garage. But it's got, like, vaulted ceilings and it's all old wood. It's going to look so cool.
Any sort of animal out there so we can, like, really call it a barn.
we have a Roomba.
You know what I should
do? Roomba?
Yeah, we have a... Oh, by the way, Roomba sent me a Roomba.
Did they?
Yes.
You got
it. Wow, look at that. The power of the internet.
It's amazing.
You got it. You got
it. By the way, it's everything
free?
I thought it would be.
You got it for free?
Yes.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you. You're doing
and
it.
They
You're
called
really
me,
doing it.
They called me on Christmas. They emailed us on Christmas Day.
Whoa.
Nick did the groundwork for it. So.
What did Nick do?
More like
yeah.
the floor,
oh, it goes,
the
it
floor go, work.
No, there's a one that you put water in, but I don't need that one.
Water Roomba.
I mean, I guess. If they want to. You think they'd... They have, you know what they do? They have one Roomba that sweeps, and the other one goes behind it and mops, and then they have a third one that just yells at the other two to hurry up. So, how about that for a 24-second? How about that for a 24-second clip? Take that from the show. And leave this part in, too. That just took you 24 seconds to say, I should listen to the Todd Glass Show. What great jokes about vacuums. Fuck.
What we see when there's a fastball joke is clamor that.
Clamor that?
Clamor, more
clamor.
Like
clamor,
clamor, because it's the only way.
All right, listen. It's time to say goodbye. Last. Well, now hold on. How do you want to end the show? Do you want to end the show with that, or do you want to play this? Play this now.
It's a big deal.
I don't want it to end ever.
No, don't end it.
Well, we're gonna just. Which music do you want to use to take the close? The other one. Just listen up.
Can we end with Run from the Bit? There's a garden. Run from the studio. Only happy
That's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. You have anything you want to say?
Thank you, Black Horse Motors. This is
Black
this
Horse Motors.
It's been real special here. It's been a real special room to be able to come and visit. For real. I've enjoyed it every time.
Well, this is it. It's the last show of Black Horse Motors. Aristotle, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
No, I hope you don't mind if I get serious, because we never really do serious interviews, you know, especially with you. What's your girlfriend's name again?
Desiree.
Desiree. Yeah. She's so nice. Whenever I see her, she's always so friendly. I hope you don't mind I say that. You're comfortable with me, certainly.
She's a friendly girl.
She is. You guys have been, how long have you been dating?
6 years.
Wow. That's great. And you know what's great? And I hope you don't mind if I get a little...
I think they just moved in together, too.
Did you? Do you mind? Can I ask you something? And if it's none of my business, you just tell me it's none of my business?
Yeah, go ahead.
You fucked that shit?
Ho!
We're all dancing, everybody. Still dancing. Silly dancing. I said silly dancing. Good night, everybody. Good night.
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 Good night. Good night.
We love you.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Jeremy. Good night, Allison. Good night, Marie. Good night, Sherry. Good night, Wendy. Good night, Dan. Good night, David.
Good night. Good night, Michael.
Michael Calhoun!
Good night, Michael Calhoun!
Michael Calhoun! Michael Calhoun! Hey! Hey! I'm Michael Calhoun! Hey, I'm Michael Calhoun!
I'm Michael Calhoun!
No, you're not Michael Calhoun! I'm Michael Calhoun!
I'm Michael Calhoun!
Skip a double roll, Michael Calhoun.
I'm Michael Calhoun.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. I am Michael Calhoun.
Yeah, that's enough at all, yes, huh? I'm Michael Calhoun.
Okay, first of all, the show is over. That's it, I get the last word.
But I'm really Michael Calhoun.
Okay. Listen, I'm Michael fucking Calhoun. Look me. Look at
I'm
me.
Looking right at you.
What's my license say?
It's...
I'm Michael Calhoun.
It says I'm Michael Calhoun.
Your license says he's Michael Calhoun. Then, Michael Calhoun. All of you said it's Michael Calhoun.
Okay, we're all Michael Calhoun then. Can yeah, I buy you $20 back?
No, you gave it to me.
Well, for a bit, but, you know.
No, it's a tip.
You're right.
It's only five.
It was a five. It was only a five.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Stop.
For $5, I'll give you $5 if I can be Michael Calhoun.
You can be Michael Calhoun.
All right, I'm Michael Calhoun.
Good night, everybody.
That's the show. It's over.
It's our last show here at Black Horse Motors. I'm Michael Calhoun. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yeah, no. You don't think you're going to get away with that. I gave you $5. I gave you $5 for me to be Michael Calhoun. Why do you think you can be Michael Calhoun?
I'm Michael Calhoun.
I'm Michael Calhoun.
Yeah. I'm Michael Calhoun. I saw Michael Calhoun.
And he saw Michael Calhoun.
And he saw Michael Calhoun.
I'm Michael Calhoun.
I'm Michael Calhoun. I grew up here. Michael Calhoun is awesome.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.